Tensions continue in Venezuela following an attempted coup. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. On Tuesday, opposition leader Juan Guaido called upon the military to oust President Maduro. At press time, state forces were firing tear gas at protesters, and the U.S. promised military action if needed. Change is constant as this situation continues to unfold, and so is TWR's presence. The ministry boosted its radio signal in Bonaire to try to make sure that its messages can reach Venezuela. TWR's Steve Shantz tells us,
we plan on going on the air and just speaking to our listeners, speaking to the people in Venezuela, and again, not trying to get involved, not trying to sway people either way, but trying to bring them words of encouragement.
Would you pray? Follow us on social media for updates. And every 2 weeks, a language dies. For many dying languages, scripture was never translated. Wycliffe Bible Translators is tackling translation for endangered languages and also helping to preserve them. For them, the goal is to give people the good news of Jesus in a language they can understand at a heart level. However, Wycliffe USA also provides formal structure to languages without it. Andy Keener with Wycliffe USA tells us,
we want to also highlight the fact that by doing that in some of these minority, small, indigenous languages, we're also able to help people understand the real value that is in their language. And many times we see cultures say, if I can communicate to God in my language, then my language must be okay, and I should pass it on to my children.
Pray that new peoples would see God's love for them through this translation work. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting. Click on the banner ad for your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.